In the section on sentences in Cooper and Allen, I suggested that most grammar stops at the full stop. That is, it's the sentences that are the focus of attention. Of course, this is a bit of a half-truth, and I just want to mention where the exceptions are, or at least suggest some of the exceptions that you could look at. First of all, let's look again at pronouns. When you've mentioned someone or something, and you want to mention it again a sentence or two later, it's quite common to use a pronoun. Well, the antecedent of the pronoun doesn't need to be in the same sentence. If I say, I met John yesterday, full stop. After a while, I'd been walking down the street and met him again. Well, there's a full stop in between. So pronouns and their antecedents can go across more than one sentence. Time reference is another thing that runs across sentences. So that, for example, if I'm telling you a story and the story starts in the past tense, then it stays in the past tense. But I can also tell you a story in the present tense. John's talking to me, and after a while he says to me, blah, 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 blah. That's quite common use of the historic present tense. Well, that goes across more than one sentence. You'll notice that the landscape here is a mental landscape. It's populated by people, it's populated by events. And of course, when we're talking, we refer to that landscape. Where the landscape runs across more than one sentence, then so do some of the effects of the grammar.